one who is and is to come. I didn't get confused. Y'all are thinking, what is she doing? She has lost her mind. She definitely ate too much turkey. That right there is why. See, our senior pastor is still struggling with this cold and this crud, and so to save her voice a little bit, I'm going to read our scripture for us today. So I invite you to hear these words from Philippians chapter 2, verses 1 through 4. And to show the teamwork here, I can't read and click, so she's clicking as I read. Honestly, I can't see the screen, so that's the truth of the matter. So hear these words of today's message. If then there is any encouragement in Christ, any consolation from love, any sharing in the Spirit, any compassion and sympathy, make my joy complete. Be of the same mind, having the same love, be in full accord and of one mind. Do nothing from selfish ambition or conceit, but in humility regard others as better than yourselves. Let each of you look not to your own interest, but to the interest of others. Friends, this is the word of God for us, the people of God. Thanks be to God. Let us pray. O loving God, may the words from your word that we have heard today, use them through Reverend Pat. Use them for our hearts and our minds, for we long to hear you. And Lord, I lift up our senior pastor who is struggling to feel well, but her faithfulness, oh God, is an example to all of us. So use her in this moment. Push through what her physical body is doing so that we might hear from you, oh God. Come, Holy Spirit, come. Amen.
Thank you, dear one. We begin today our series of Down to Earth. Some of you have ordered the book, and I invite you to read along. Our lesson today is Down to Earth Love. The phrase Down to Earth first came into our English language in 1931, and it's come to mean not pretentious, real, and authentic. For me, that is personified in a lady I met when I was teaching, which seems 100 years ago. Her name was Margaret, and she would come to the school not dressed in fancy clothes, but in jeans and a shirt. And I would find Margaret sometimes in the library dusting off books, and sometimes you would see Margaret in the kindergarten area reading to children. She had grandchildren at this point. She herself was a graduate of Peabody Demonstration School, which was the precursor to university school. And when her granddaughter became a member of my class, Margaret would show up every week and help clean my lab. She was just that kind of person. And one day I remarked of how wonderful Margaret was to one of the senior members of the staff. And they said, "Don't you know who Margaret is?" I said, "Yeah, she's so-and-so's grandma." And they said, "No, she's one of the members of the wealthiest families in Nashville. Her father was once governor, and her husband owns many businesses." I never knew that about Margaret, for she was so down to earth, unpretentious and real, unassuming. In her life, she wanted to serve. She never let a child go without, in our school as well as in our community. If in our community something needed to be done, Margaret was there, always in the background. She was down to earth. And when Mike Slaughter and Rachel Billups were writing this book for Advent, They took a different slant to that phrase, down to earth. They said our God was amazing, that our God would come from heaven down to earth. God would come out of the glories of heaven down to earth to show us how much God loved us. Isn't that the amazing truth? That Christ chose to leave the splendor of the heavenly realm, to take on the form of a homeless, helpless child, to show us how much he loved us. He came down to earth. Down to earth. In a non-pretentious, real, authentic way. To show us that love is real. That love is authentic. That there was nothing that God wouldn't do for us. So down to earth we go, this four-week journey that we will begin. So Paul, writing to the church at Philippi, he's getting at something that we need to hear today. You see, too often, we in the church, let alone in society, we're consumed with being right, are we not? We're too consumed with trying to convince somebody that our opinion, our position is right. I don't know about you, but sometimes I get convicted with the fact that I'm listening to people trying to take apart their argument. I'm listening so that I could be ready with what I'm going to say next. I'm not listening so that I could understand their position. We've come through that great season of trying to see who's right and who's wrong. And anybody who has a different opinion than us, we've labeled as bad. You know what I'm talking about? Anybody whose opinion is not our own, we've labeled as being wrong, as being bad, as not being with us. What Paul is saying to people, and I believe this is Christ's message, is that what we need is unity. And I believe what we need as a country right now is unity. Amen? What we need as a church, what we need as a denomination is unity. Not schisms, not splits, but unity. So Paul is saying the same thing to the church at Philippi when he says, make my joy complete, be of the same mind. He is not saying you have to think the same thing. He's saying even in the difference of opinions, still work toward unity. You can have difference of opinions, just don't assassinate each other's character. Learn how to be civil in your discourse. Learn how to love in spite of your difference of opinions. Have unity within the body. Being in full accord and of one mind. In other words, keep the main thing, the main thing. And the main thing is to love one another. We can all have our own opinions, can we not? But keep the main thing, and that is to love one another. It is not about who is right or wrong. It is about the fact that we are called to love one another. So let's, in this season of Advent, keep the main thing, the main thing. For in fact, we are in this together. We must wrap our arms around each other and realize that as a body of Christ, we are just that. The body of Christ, bound together by the grace of God, by the blood of Jesus Christ, we are in this together. We are not separate entities going about our own individual agendas. For we are one body in Christ. It says, let each of you look not to your own interests, but to the interest of others. We're in this together. Much good would happen in our communities if instead of looking after I and me, we would look after we. If we would realize what we learned in kindergarten, that it's much better to hold hands, much better to share our cookies, much better to watch out for each other. That Christ calls us to link together our hearts and to move forward. That we are to be in this together. Christ died so that we would be together in this. He did not die for us to be solitary individuals. And it's all about the relationship. Our love for Christ is demonstrated through our love for each other. We show Christ that we love him by the way that we love each other. And this love is for the long haul, folks. It's for life. We don't get to choose to love today and not love tomorrow. See, the world tells us it's okay to throw away people. The world tells us it's okay to fall out of love. The world tells us it's okay to be in a relationship today and not tomorrow. But Christ teaches us something very different. Christ says that our love for each other is eternal. Our love is for always. We can have different opinions, but that does not diminish our love for one another. It's all about the relationship. And relationships are messy. I bet you didn't know that, did you? Or maybe it's only me that relationships are messy. But it's so worth it, is it not, to continue the relationship? There's nothing more meaningful in life than relationship. And Christ calls us to put our love in action. Verse 3 of the passage that we just read says, "Do nothing from selfish ambition or conceit, but in humility regard others as better than yourselves." In other words, what good is our love if we don't put it into action? What good is this love that we have if we don't demonstrate that? And we can do that in very simple ways. Very simple ways. Particularly right now when life is hectic. I don't know about your calendar, but my calendar looks like it blew up. Does it not? We're getting so festive that it's kind of a little bah humbug, huh? Really? And you go out, I refuse to go out on Black Friday because I lose my religion, right? But even in these days when it's hectic and everybody's getting all their jolly on, we can put love in action in simple ways. We can be courteous and kind. We can remember that everyone needs a good word. We can pray for each other. We can go out of our way of showing respect and offering dignity to everyone that we meet. We can do simple things like remembering those in our neighborhood who maybe not have someone come during this holiday season. Is there someone in your circle of influence that just needs an extra card, needs an extra visit? Simple things that show that you care. That's love in action. Maybe standing up for someone whose voice has been silenced. Maybe it's that extra mile that you go for someone else. But putting our love into action. They will know us by our love. They will know that we are Christians by our love. So in this Advent season, let the words of 1 John 4:7 be our watchwords. Beloved, let us love one another because love is from God. Everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. That is down-to-earth love. Love that's real, love that is genuine, and love that is non-pretentious, and love that is authentic. If we are to change the world, it must begin with love. Love is the most powerful force known to all of man. And that's what we're called to do. Love will change hate to hope. Love will conquer hunger. Love will conquer evil. Christ came to show us how to love. Christ came to call us to love. Christ came to earth so that we would know how to love. And that is our charge. That is our call this Advent season, is to love in the way that Christ loved us. May we this season put love in action and to love in the way that He loved us. Thanks be to God. Amen. Our final hymn is number 557. I invite you to stand as we sing all verses of 557. Our altar is open if you'd like to come and pray. Begin the journey of membership here. Give your life to Christ for the very first time. Number 557.